This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. After a short-lived calm following heavy exchange of strikes between Israel and Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, fighting resumed on Monday. State media witnesses reported that Israeli strikes targeted the Lebanese border village of Tair Harfa, an area of the coastal city of Sidon, Monday afternoon. A car was hit in the latter strike. Lebanon's state-run national news agency reported that a man from one of the Palestinian organizations had survived the strike in the car. In addition to targeting Hezbollah members, Israel has occasionally targeted members of Hamas and other Palestinian armed groups in Lebanon. There are no immediate reports of other casualties. Later Monday, Hezbollah announced it had targeted military surveillance equipment in northern Israel with an exploding drone. A senior UN official said Monday it had been forced to halt its humanitarian operations in Gaza due to a new Israel evacuation order for the Deir al-Bala area. The official said as of Monday morning, humanitarian operations were not operating in Gaza, saying that since the start of the war, the UN has sometimes had to delay or take a pause in its humanitarian activities. He said it was not a decision to stop, but practically they cannot, operate. According to the official, the UN had relocated most of its personnel and its operations to Deir al-Bala following a Rafah evacuation order several months ago. Meanwhile, at a remote news briefing Monday, United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, Planning Director Sam Rose told reporters a similar story.
The humanitarian operations have been incredibly squeezed. We're getting very little aid supply in through Kerem Shalom. We estimate that 1 million people who we plan to assist with food aid in August will go without.
This is VOA News.